SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. United Nations climate talks in Brazil have reached a subdued agreement to deliver more money to countries hit hardest by climate change to help them adapt to the wrath of extreme weather. But Saturday's agreement doesn't include an explicit detailed map to phase out fossil fuels or strengthen inadequate emissions cutting plans. COP30 President André Correia de Lago said climate discussions must continue.
We know some of you had greater ambitions for some of the issues at hand. I know the youth civil society will demand us to do more to fight climate change. I want to reaffirm that I will try not to disappoint you during my presidency.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire predicts that people will soon recognize the effectiveness of President Trump's economic policies.
When the American people start to file their taxes next year, they're going to see those tax cuts. They're going to see that they're going to be getting more back from the government because of what the Republicans have done. You'll see a different level of economic growth.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. A number of states are actively considering or undergoing mid-year redistricting. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says his party is simply looking for accuracy.
The Democrats have been much better at this than Republicans over the past 10 to 15 years with Obama and Eric Holder running their program that, we were losing cases in Pennsylvania, North Carolina. You remember, Republicans are a little late to the game, but Republicans are actually trying to make sure that these maps reflect the actual population.
Congressman Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. Guilfoyle visited Archbishop Learion Oumas II after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. She's a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
The Intuit Dome will be called just that for the Los Angeles Olympics after organizers struck a deal with makers of tax and business software as part of a groundbreaking arrangement to sell naming rights for venues at the upcoming Summer Games. More details at SRNNews.com.